In this bulletin, Melbourne's lockdown extended by another week. The federal government continues to resist calls to provide Victorian workers with financial support. And in sport, a proposal for the AFL's Dream Team match to be played in a different location each year. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. Peggy Giacomelos with you. Melbourne's lockdown will be extended by another week as authorities remain concerned about the transmission of the so-called Kappa variant of coronavirus between strangers. There will still be only five reasons for people to leave home: to shop for food and essential items, to provide or receive care, for exercise, work or study, or to get vaccinated. But Melburnians will be able to travel up to 10 kilometres from their homes for exercise and shopping from 11:59 p.m. tomorrow. Year 11 and 12 students will be able to return to face-to-face learning, and outdoor jobs such as painting and landscaping will become authorised. Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton says the lockdown extension in Melbourne is necessary due to the variant's highly infectious nature.
At least 1 in 10 current cases have caught this virus in those casual contact settings, so not the workplace and home close contact settings where we know and expect transmission to occur. I have described it as an absolute beast because we have to run it down to the ground. We have to take a path where we drive this virus back down completely so that we can get control into the longer term.
Meanwhile, regional Victorians will be able to leave home for any reason from 11:59, but will only be able to travel to Melbourne for a permitted reason. Outdoor gathering limits will increase to 10 people, and hospitality venues can open for cedar service only with a limit of 50 people. Retail can open, and personal services such as beauty and tattooing can resume for services where masks can remain on. And religious ceremonies and funerals will be capped at 50 people, while weddings will be limited to 10. And the Morrison government is continuing to resist calls to provide Victorian workers with financial support as Melbourne's coronavirus lockdown is extended. The Victorian government wants the Commonwealth to reinstate a wage subsidy scheme like JobKeeper, and Acting Premier James Molino says if it isn't, he'll be raising the issue directly at Friday's National Cabinet meeting. Federal Finance Minister Simon Birmingham's told Senate Estimates that Victoria's already received more support than other states and territories during the pandemic, but he says the federal government is monitoring the situation.
Now, I appreciate that this is now going for a longer period of time, and as I said, I would anticipate the Treasurer, the Prime Minister, myself and other relevant ministers will be having discussions about the implications of this when I'm not sitting here at this table.
And no new cases have been recorded in New South Wales, but the state's south coast remains on high alert after a person from Melbourne visited the area while potentially infectious with coronavirus. Extra testing clinics are operating after New South Wales Health was notified of a positive case visiting Jervis Bay, Goulburn, Hyams Beach and Vincentia on the 23rd and 24th of May. The person had some symptoms on the 25th of May after driving back to Melbourne the previous day and tested positive on the 31st of May. That's almost a week later. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is urging anyone who lives in Jervis Bay or who has visited there since the 22nd of May to get tested for COVID-19 and to isolate, even if they have the mildest of symptoms. Moving on to other news, and Australian scientists are set to help build one of the world's most powerful ground-based telescopes, which will be able to look back into the early universe. The new technology will produce images three times sharper than NASA's revolutionary Hubble Space Telescope, located 547 kilometres above Earth. The MAVIS instrument will allow astronomers to see further into space and unlock even more mysteries about the universe, stars and galaxies. It will be built over 7 years at a cost of $57 million and will be fitted to one of the unit telescopes at the European Southern Observatory's Very Large Telescope in Chile. To sport, and Richmond senior club advisor Neil Barmy says it would make sense for the AFL's annual Dream Team match to be played in different locations around the country. The Dream Team fixture is an annual celebration of Indigenous culture and the showpiece event in the AFL's Sir Doug Nicholls Round. Traditionally played between Richmond and Essendon at the MCG, it was held in Darwin last year and has been relocated to Perth this year because of Melbourne's latest COVID-19 outbreak. Barmy has told TAB Radio he thinks the game's location should rotate in future seasons.
It does make sense to play something like this on the MCG when you can actually sell 100,000 tickets, I suppose, and that's yep. the biggest ground. But to take the event other places, it does make a lot of sense as well, particularly with the commitment to the Indigenous or Aboriginal part of it, is that it's not just in Melbourne, it's all around the world, really, but certainly all around Australia.
Weather time for Thursday now, and sunny in Perth, a top of 21, showers for you in Adelaide, 17. Much the same for Melbourne, 18 degrees, a shower or two in Hobart, 16. Similar conditions for Canberra, 15 for you. A couple of showers about in Wollongong as well, 19. Similar conditions for Sydney and 19. Much the same for Newcastle. Rain as well, light periods of rain rather for Brisbane and 21. A partly cloudy day for Cairns, 28. And in Darwin, mostly sunny, 32 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.